This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Trump's interaction with the mainstream media. Donald Trump's expose of the mainstream media, calling them fake news, calling them out. Donald Trump doing battle with the mainstream media. Good idea, bad idea? Do you like what he's doing? Hill newspaper today. War between Trump media set to intensify. Donald Trump's unconventional presidency has roiled the media landscape. Yeah, why? Shouldn't Donald Trump's unconventional presidency be embraced by the media? Hey, it's a copy line, storyline. It's a, if I am in the media business to report the news, and, you know, George Bush gets elected, Barack Obama gets elected, you know, it's just typical sort of Republican, typical Democrat, same old story, isn't it? Donald Trump, never run for anything in his life, business guy, TV personality. Shouldn't I be loving life if I'm a member of the media that is supposed to get up every day and tell a story? Factually? Here's the facts, folks. You decide what you think. No, they're roiled by it. They hate it. Because he doesn't play their game. He doesn't kiss their ring. But it is taxing. I think that's the word I'd use. It's taxing. It sucks up a lot of oxygen. The battle that he's taken on. I want to know whether you support it. I want to know whether you want him to continue it and keep going. Or whether he ought to dial it back a little bit. Should he do anything differently in his interaction with the media? That is my question for you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd. You like text, don't you, Todd?
Answering a few right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah, of course.
Not only is he receiving them, he's answering them, ladies and gentlemen. He's multitasking. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Here's something the media is not going to like. Rasmussen has a new poll out. Shows Donald Trump's approval at 46%. With his disapprove at 53%. So I'm going off the top of my head, but that's a significant increase. That's a post-tax bump. That's pretty significant. And to have only a 7-point differential between his approval and his disapproval, pretty nice number. So let's see, where was Barack Obama 1 year into his presidency? Because if I am to take most of the media coverage of Donald Trump at face value, we would have Donald Trump in tatters, right? I mean, just bottom of the barrel, awful, hated by all, total disgrace, numbers in tatters. And Barack Obama, loved by all. Hero to many. numbers gold, right? Really, really doing well. Okay, all right. So I just told you a new poll shows Trump at 46% approval as of this morning with 53% disapproving. Let's go to the exact date for the first year in the presidency of Barack Obama. Let me dial it in here. Dial it in on the old computer, and what do I have? Todd, can this be right? According to this, from PBS, exact same date in his presidency, 1 year in, Barack Obama, 46 approve, 53% disapprove. Donald Trump's at the exact same spot.
That's quoting PBS, too, which is not exactly likely to be favorable in Trump's side, so.
What do you make of that? Very interesting. Texter says, Trump should keep hammering the media. Make them earn their place. Facts. Truth. iPhones make me really mad some days. There's this new thing, Todd. Have you noticed that if you're reading a text and you get a new text, the text you're reading goes away? There's nothing on the screen. It goes back to normal. And then the new text shows up. I don't want that to happen. Can you call...
Well, if you go directly to the text, it's still there.
Apple headquarters.
That preview screen, yeah. Well, and I'm surprised there's not more outrage at Apple as it is, because now your older Apple products are being made to slow down, so you go out and buy new Apple products. And you saw that story, right?
I did see that story, and I didn't think much of Apple for playing that little game. Anyway, back to the text. Keep hammering the media. Make them earn their place. Facts, truth, liberal journalism degrees means zero to a majority of America. The overall media are an embarrassment. An embarrassment. Another. Go, Donald, go. Love you going after the lying media, including Fox News. Do not let them get to you. Do not let them get to you. You should not dial it back until the major news media starts practicing real journalism, says another. Okay, I want to know what you think. And it seems as though his criticism of them is not affecting their improvement. In other words, they're not trying to get better. A Harvard study in June showed that coverage of the president's first 100 days, Harvard study, ladies and gentlemen, CNN and NBC, 93% of their stories negative about Trump and the administration. New York Times, 87% negative of Trump. That's from a Harvard study, folks. So they're not getting any better. What's happening? I guess their credibility is destroyed. And the whole institution can go away. But is it? I have to admit, I kind of like it. I kind of like it because I'm so sick of snobby, elitist journalists thinking they have some revered place in our society when they just peddle their bias. I don't like it. But I have to say, all the time and energy and effort it takes for him to take them on could be spent on other things. So that's why I'm asking. You want them to keep doing this? Let's go to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and find out what they want. Joe, speak for all of Aberdeen. Lay it on me.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%, Todd. He needs to keep doing what he's been doing, and he seems to have enough energy that he can do all of that, plus get his agenda done and work on it, and I think he should just keep on after him, and he's been the best thing that I've seen in years.
So he's counterpunching, and that's his MO, and I think most of Washington doesn't get that. Punch him, he's going to counterpunch. Just count on it. He did it through the entire election. It's what got him elected, okay? But my question to you, Joe, is he's counterpunching on the media without question, and they're still horrible. They're still doing 93% negative stories about Trump. They're finding no balance whatsoever. So does he keep counterpunching until they... it goes to 50%? What's the end game here?
I think he should bring out the truth whenever he can. I don't care if it gets down to 30% when they're, you know, if they're lying about him. We put up with their lies for so many years, the mainstream media. It's time that somebody went after him.
So just keep punching.
You bet.
Thanks, Joe. Joe speaks for all of Aberdeen. Sean speaks for all of Westfield. That's how it works here in the program. Until somebody else calls in Westfield, I'm just going to believe that what Sean has to say is the majority viewpoint right there. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well. I agree with the last caller, yes. Trump should keep hitting back. And the nice thing is he's not just counterpunching against what they're throwing at him. He has an agenda that he's pushing. So he's punching them as much as he's defending himself. And that drives them nuts because the thing is, they didn't make him, so they can't break him. And that drives him up the wall.
It does. He owes them nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
It's perfect, Sean. Fun to watch. How many people are in Westfield? What's the population?
Oh,
Westfield?
I think there's a whopping 18 of us over here.
God bless you, Sean. Thanks for calling, okay?
You bet. Have a great day.
You bet. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, 2 for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $5. Daily Express Sub Selects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun chips, 2 for $4. And Santa, don't forget, Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king-size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king-size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents, too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear, too. And the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer, pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children's ear, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, cause Santa Claus come tonight.
There's the king.
Santa Claus,
Burl Ives, Andy Williams, the King, Noticing a pattern? 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. We're talking about Donald Trump and the media. New study out that shows the amount of, well, a couple of things. One, The Hill did a survey of the top 10 media stories of the year. Number one was the war between President Trump and the media. That's the story. What's also the story is the amount of bias that is off the charts ridiculous against the president in the media. Even Harvard has to admit it, for crying out loud. Our question for our fine audience is, should Donald Trump keep doing battle against the media? He's been doing it for the last year. They keep pouring on the lies. What's amazing to me is that they're peddling these lies, 93% negative. And, you know, somebody's going to say, well, 93% negative because 93% of what he does is negative. Well, that's a biased viewpoint. 93% of nothing a president does is negative, period. Okay? Donald Trump isn't afraid to take on his critics. He's not. He'll do it all day long. It's in his DNA. I always tell people that, and I love engaging in these conversations that people just, oh, Trump. What do you mean, oh, Trump? Oh, the tweets. The tweets, really? The tweets about President Trump have you upset? Yeah. If all he does is tweet stuff and say, are you aware we have a $20 trillion debt? Does that concern you as much as his tweets? Hello! You can't make it up. And I know people are smarter than this. They're smarter than this. Okay, so you just, here's what I do. I'm not telling you this is the right way to do it. Here's what I do. When I get, you know, in one of those conversations, I say, well, okay, the tweets you mentioned as an irritant, you understand how he uses those, right? Because the vast majority of the media are very negative towards him, so he can't go, hey, Mr. Reporter from CNN, I'm frustrated about $20 trillion in debt. Can we have a conversation and you write a story about how we got to $20 trillion in debt? No. They'll write, Trump's an idiot. Trump goes to a golf course a lot. Trump does, you know, just dumb stuff. Okay? By the way, the fact that the president is at a golf course, for instance. A lot of times he's at these resorts working, because the president always works, not golfing. But the times that he does golf, notice who he golfs with. Donald Trump doesn't go out to unwind on the golf course, which he'd even be entitled to do. Barack Obama did it. George W. Bush did it. You know, a president's got to have some downtime, too. Okay, I'm not one of these people. You know, what I do is say, okay, if you're doing nothing but golfing and you're screwing everything else up, it's a mess. Nobody's accusing Donald Trump of, you know, a light workload at all. And when he is on the golf course, the guy's working. He's got a senator that he's going back and forth with on some policy. You can find out who he's golfing with. You can find out. Anyway, back to my little back and forth. When I'm talking to somebody who is, oh, Trump, I say, do you like $20 trillion in debt? No. He doesn't either. He wants to do something about it. Do you like the fact we have porous borders? Do you know what illegal border crossings have done since Trump's been president? No, what? Gone way, way down. Do you like illegal border crossings? No. They've gone down under Trump. Do you like that about him? Yeah. Do you know what our oil and gas industry, our coal industry, do you know what kind of regulations Trump has layered off? The stuff that was just poured on to stick it to business and pick winners and losers in the Obama administration? Are you aware of that? So, you know, you just got to walk them through what's been done, and it'll be better. Let's find out what they think in Ashley. Candy, how are you?
Good.
What's on your mind today?
I agree with you about the tweets. I think people are concerned about them because that's what they hear. They're not hearing all the other stuff. Like when you ask the guy if he's heard about the borders, well, no. And I just want to say that from my perspective, Trump is behaving like a man's man. He has an agenda, a plan. He's sticking to it. He's making the changes that are desperately needed. So I'm praying for wisdom, protection, for his approval rating, for hindering of evil, prospering of good. and that the biased false reporting of the media will come back to bite them.
That's fabulous. And you are right. That's a good description. A man's man. He doesn't care. He's got a plan. He's sticking to it. So many others in political life would see the withering criticism and be succumbed to it. I mean, you know, change course.
It has to be somewhat painful when he hears these things. But you know what? He is committed to sticking in there and persevering in spite of what he might be feeling.
Do you think your viewpoint, Candy, is one that's pretty? If you spent some time talking to folks around Ashley, they would share that viewpoint?
Well, there are a lot of people who share it, but there are others who all they hear is the mainstream reporting, and so they don't know.
Tony Bender guy.
I've talked to lots of people who think this way.
I love that. I love that because I think it's the majority of North Dakotans. That Tony Bender guy has the newspaper there in Ashley, right?
Yeah, he does not agree with me.
Well, my point is, does anybody agree with him? It means you've got like 5-6 people that actually believe like that, or what?
Probably. I shouldn't say that. Well, yeah.
You think it might be double digits?
There are a lot of people who are in favor of Trump, a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, Candy. I'm glad there's more people who think like you than Tony down there. Just some of the liberal drivel. I don't know why. It's just very, very odd. Thank you, Candy. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you. Chris on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. As far as Trump counterpunching and Twitter and stuff, I say keep at it. It's probably one of the few aspects of the job that brings him joy, being able to manipulate the media. And it also, I think, a lot of times distracts them so he can keep pushing his agenda through, getting other items that may not be as popular to them, you know, in under the radar. And mainstream media is in the same category as WWE or a soap opera in my book. They pick up a false narrative and run with it until the next one comes up with no reference to the facts or any of that. So, and Fox News is going to be in the same category as the rest. So I'll hang up and listen to your flag.
Well, I'm curious, before you go, what are you concerned about with Fox News?
With Fox News, just for example, last night there, I can't remember which one it was on. So it was either Tucker with Mark Stein or Mark McKellum's show. But the Russia collusion and Russia hacking the election and stuff. When back in August, Obama himself said it was virtually impossible. There's no way Russia could hack our election. And then he goes on to say that he had told Putin to knock it off, or he was going to get mad. You know, but they disregard that and then just keep going with the false narrative. Or with Comey. Now, the report was it last week about, you know, Comey or that loyalty to the, you know, to demanding the loyalty. Well, Comey testified.
I think they do a better job than the rest of trying to give you some balance on it to say, here's the facts. But I do agree with you. I think sometimes folks at Fox want to be loved by other media. So they sort of join the crowd a little bit. I agree with you there. Thanks, Chris. More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring a baby.
Santa, little Elvis on the Christmas cheer. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all to Delta. If you're in the oil and gas business and you have hassles on top of hassles on the well site, you're done with that, you want to save some money, you want to have one entity in charge of everything, turnkey well site solutions, flow lines, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, temporary flaring, whatever you need, E&I services, you got to call Eric today and get it done. It's the better way to go. 406-250-8151. One call does it all to Delta Constructors online at deltaconstructors.net. They help us celebrate our fine sponsors here on the What's on Your Mind. And there are many fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. But we really appreciate the good folks at Delta Constructors who help us celebrate our fine callers, is what I was trying to say. And I was not here, but Daryl Lease was filling in for me. And Marty called in, and he had something he wanted the Farm Bureau to take on. Here's one of those callers.
The wolves have not been taken off the endangered list in the Great Lakes region until North Dakota and South Dakota and the eastern United States have their historic numbers of wolves. And I just want to know why, you know, more organizations like the North Dakota Game and Fish and the Stockman's Association and maybe the Farm Bureau haven't addressed that with the federal government, but we're not going to accept wolves here in North Dakota. And why those people in those other states like Minnesota and Wisconsin have to suffer with the effects of these wolves until we have ours.
All right. There you go. That's why we're here, folks. You got an issue you want tackled, you call us on What's on Your Mind. Also brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys that know spray application. And nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. The tips, the parts, the service, and a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including those world-class Apache self-propelled sprayers. What an investment. Keep their value. The warranty's the best. High Plains Apache, Mandan, right across from the old Bonanza, 663-2375. Give them a call or stop and see them. Also, Fargo, south of Fargo, actually, Frontier exit 60 off I-29. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Let's go to Sioux Falls and talk about Trump and the media. John's waiting to weigh in. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and hope you have a Happy New Year, Scott.
Well, thank you, and same to you. I did, and I'm looking forward to the New Year holiday here and 2018. Lots to do, so looking forward to it.
Yep. You know, your first two callers, I agree with a lot of what they said. I hope Trump, and I hope his press secretary, keep taking it to the media. And in reality, there's a lot of stuff that wouldn't have been brought to light other than what Donald Trump has tweeted because, you know, the media and the other other representatives would have tried to bury it and hide it from us. I think he does the American people a big service by his tweets, and I think he just basically toys with the media because they're nothing more than a bunch of overpaid kids, and talking heads is all they are.
Yeah, they should. You know, I would think, I don't know, call me crazy, a little of the entrepreneurial spirit in me, I would think this would be a great time to have a news organization that says, no, we're going to fight this, everything's negative, and we're just going to tell you the story, right? Because I don't know how many times they have to be proven wrong. I mean, I could find all kinds of pundits and experts that said they'll never get that tax bill done by Christmas. There's no way, no how. And now they look like complete idiots. I mean, you'd think at some point somebody say, this would be a good business model. Let's just tell the truth. Let's just give people the facts and let them decide. But they're incapable of it. They hate them too much, I guess.
I agree with you 100%. Somebody should start something like that. But, you know, a lot of the news media is pretty much a monopoly. And it's being supported by billionaire communists like George Soros and stuff. They're not going to let anybody start. They're going to find some way to run them out of business. So.
Very interesting, John. Appreciate the call. Welcome others to tell me what you think Trump ought to do. This war on the media, war with the media between Trump and the mainstream media, is the number one media story of the year, according to The Hill. And in it, they cite Harvard studies that talk about 93% of the stories. This was just in the first 100 days. By CNN and NBC, were negative, 87% in the New York Times. So should he keep the battle up? Should he just keep swinging away? In my mind, their credibility continues to take a hit every time we see more of these stories. And that means they are less effective in trying to stop Trump's agenda. So I think it's not bad, but it's been interesting. It does take energy. It does take effort. It could be placed somewhere else. Is this a priority? Should it be a priority? Your answers have been fascinating today. Where'd you get this meme, Todd, from a listener? This Donald Trump Facebook post? It says, Trump, the man that gave up his billionaire lifestyle to be humiliated, ridiculed, and slandered in order to save the American people.
This texted to me.
Somebody texted it to you. That's interesting. And makes you think. Every critic of Trump ought to be asked this. So if somebody hates Trump in your circle, just ask him this. So you think that Donald Trump ran for president like for personal gain? He had to give over his company to his kids. He had to give up the lifestyle. Well, yes, he was famous, but not famous like he is now, where he's, you know, and be just blistered in every corner of every sector. And this is a guy that just built a company, had a television show, decides he's going to put all that on hold and do nothing other than take on ISIS, which, by the way, is going extremely well. Have you seen that study about how much land ISIS held the day Donald Trump took office versus how much land they hold today? Have you seen that? Folks, start assembling these success stories. It's like a report card for the guy. So when you run across people who have hate for Trump running through their veins, you can share some facts with them. Be kind of fun. Stephen Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to bring up this one issue of the FBI. Yeah, there was an assault on Pamela Geller in Garland, Texas. And the FBI knew the two people in that shootout, and he actually went with them. And he escaped just a little while before it happened. How come the FBI won't give out the details of who that FBI was? And how he knew those other people and why he encouraged it. We have an FBI above the law, and I think it's a part of it is the news media. Now, the FBI is not above the law, and it's defaming the American people. They're saying, we're above
I don't
you.
Know a lot of what you're talking about as far as this particular story. You mentioned Pam Geller.
Yeah.
Has she been reporting on this?
Well, this happened in 2015, where they went down to Garland, Texas, and they had a cartoon drawing of Muhammad. And these two people went down, and this FBI director I knew these two guys. Okay. And he said, go down and shoot up on Texas. He said,
I remember the cartoon story. Remind me what Pam Geller's role was in it.
Well, she had a competition to draw Muhammad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because she was doing that to mock the ridiculous protests that were happening as a result of a cartoon overseas.
Yes, she was protecting the free speech.
Right. And now, but you're saying the FBI investigation, there some transparency is necessary there. That's what you're asking about. I don't know the answer to that, Steve. I guess it might be an answer for Congressman Kramer, because I think the only place we're getting transparency from the FBI these days is Congress. Right? That's how we know what we know about Chad McCabe, and we know about these text messages back and forth and these others. So that's about the best I can tell you. Appreciate the call, though. Perm, Minnesota is a fine community in Minnesota, and home of Barrel of Fun and Tuffy's Dog Food and Great Lakes and all that. So, Mike, if we were to walk the streets of Perm today, what would they say about Donald Trump?
I think the majority of the people would stand with our president. He is our president, and thus he deserves our respect. And the only reason he would tweet is because it's the only way he can get an honest message out to the people. I mean, like, he picked Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She is his right-hand man. Remember what she did to Jim Acosta? Jim Acosta got nasty with her, and she took him to the verbal woodshed and let him have it.
Jim Acosta is a CNN reporter. Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Love Perm. Got to come back there in 2018. I've been to the In Their Own Words Museum. It's a World War II vets museum. Actually, not just World War II, many wars. They have, as I recall, they have an actual bunker from World War I in there. But the most precious part of that museum is you hear and see the words of the veterans themselves. Go see that if you haven't before. It's a great spot. Love it. I have a lot of new places we need to get to. I've been to Perm before. I've not been to Westfield. We had a call from Westfield earlier. Remember that? That I think Strasburg is a suburb of Westfield. If you're struggling with where that's located, in Ashley. Haven't been to Ashley before, so you're giving me good places to go. I've been to Roseau before. Great hockey up there. Bev is next on What's on Your Mind. What do folks in Roseau think about Donald Trump, Bev?
Well, it's pretty much split. You see lots of Trump stickers on their cars and things like that in front of their houses. But you do have the ones who won't believe facts, and they believe the imaginary media. But a few minutes ago, you were talking with a fellow about what Trump has given up to become president. True, he has taken a step down in where he lives compared to where he used to, and he's always getting beat up. But also, his children are being attacked and beaten up, and the FBI was trying to put Donald Jr. in jail and the whole nine yards for this collusion bit. So what person who loves their children would put their children at risk unless everybody knows what the ultimate good would be? Trump, he's doing this because he loves America and his children love America, and he thinks he can make a good change. So I'm 150% behind Trump. There's nothing that he could do, I don't think, that I would ever disagree with. With golf, he doesn't play golf and let people die in Benghazi because he's too busy at the eighth hole like Trump Obama did. Trump would drop everything right away just to handle that. So
it's
I'm
work.
With Trump.
It's another extension of work. Absolutely. Bev, great call and really good points on the family impacts as well. No, but who'd do that? Who'd do that? This is about a service to the country. Important. Brandon and Aberdeen when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Carson Wentz trusts hot spring spas and pool tables too, so you can too.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game. If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table made in the USA. They truly are the best. Get yours from my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has, an Olhausen Bison pool table, plus a Grandy Hot Spring Spas spa. You'll love it.
I look for the guys at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Come to town?
Yeah, he did. But
I mean, we can play the Let It Snow stuff, the Winter Wonderland stuff, but you can't tell people Santa Claus is coming to town. He already came.
Well, he'll be back.
Well, he'll be back, but, I mean...
not the final year.
I'm 360-some-odd days from now, but...
2018 is the year Santa shall return. I have it on good authority. I also have it on good authority that our friend Jim, the flagpole guy... is all set to engage in communities all across North Dakota and all across the Great Plains. So you can look for him in your town. I've been having a little fun today with hearing from some towns. And Westfield and Ashley and Benedict coming up in a little bit. Leah, stay tuned. I'm getting to you here in a minute. And you'd love to get to all these towns, wouldn't you, Jim?
Would, and what a pleasure it is to go travel all around those towns, because, you know, in those towns, basically, they're kind of the same, they're kind of different, but one thing is the same mostly. It just seems as if that there's a common spirit of greatness, and people are great and loving and kind, and they work hard, and it's just, and then you have, you go to maybe the bigger cities and you get, a different flavor there, but there's still that, common thread of, greatness. And we just want to, you know, this, at this point in history is the opportunity to just go full bore what our grandparents probably would have done and what they, the hardships they went through, and then they all were united, and what united them was the symbol, was the cloth of the United States America flag. And what better time for us to be on this roll? We're on a roll now. Let's all make America great again. I don't mean to be a punful there, but ignite that spirit that our grandparents had, and that, you know, teach our children something wonderful, new, and let's just get her done, huh? That's American. Apple pie, Chevrolet.
And get her done. Celebrate that. Exactly right.
In different towns and parades, and just celebrating that with everybody and saying, you're American, America is good, and let's do it.
That's a great message. You know, it is a great message. And that cloth, as you say, that unites us, united our forefathers, still unites us today. I mean, if you don't have a flagpole, put a flagpole up and do a little research on veterans in your family that you can talk to your kids about, you know, or great things their grandmother or grandfather did. You know, 2018, a good year to do all that. Give Jim a call. He crisscrosses the Great Northern Plains on your behalf with American-made flagpoles, American-made flags, American-made accessories, 701-571-FLAG. And this winter, while you're planning a flagpole for this spring, remember that Jim will also set you up on a great plan to keep your flag in tip-top shape and retire your old flags in the service of fallen heroes, veterans that have served this country, using those flags to retire them. They'll take care of everything for you. 701-571-FLAG or call them at ndflagpoleguy.com. How many left out of our goal of 128 now? Are we down to 90 or so?
We're getting close to 90. And
very good.
Yes,
very
we
good.
Are.
I love when the goals already are being achieved before even the year begins. So it's a great way to go. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America. And have a good day and Happy New Year.
571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com for Jim. Thank you, sir. Benedict is where Leah is. How are you, Leah?
Hi. Wonderful. That was a great positive message. Yes, you're talking about media today, and I've had, ever since the Archaic News channel was purchased by another company, probably a national company, I have yet to look into it. But the the coverage that they have has greatly changed, and I know a lot of people are upset about it. Don't appreciate what appears to be an agenda. I have to think that they have pre-designated coverage of what they have to cover. By the way, they pretty much have, it's very unusual, pretty much have a dog story on almost every single night. And that just doesn't seem to cover what is average in the American day in this area of the country. And I have to wonder why. And I do know that there's a real strong agenda to, especially in the metropolitan areas, to make dogs equal with humans as far as being able to go wherever they want, pretty much have full rights of access to businesses and so forth. And, you know, just one of the things that comes up is why do they have dog stories on almost every night? The other thing is that they're doing a lot of educational pieces. And the problem with that is that news is supposed to reflect what's happening in the world, not dictate what is truth to people. And establishing their role as educators pretty much says we are going to be people telling you what truth is. And that is not the role of media, and we need to be calling them on it and saying, no, you need to reflect what's going on in the world, not telling us what you believe truth is. You're not an educator. You're a outlet to reflect what's happening in the world. So it's happening right here in this area, and I think we need to speak forth and rebel against it, really.
Well, Brandon, Brandon is next year. We're not going to get to you, Brandon. We'll have to have you call back tomorrow on Frank Friday. But Leah, what you said is, you know, at the end is very true.
These people
exist for you, right? I mean, you're the consumers. They're providing a product or a service. If they're not doing it well, let them know. I mean,
yes.
Because that's the only way it's going to change. Leah, I have to get to Benedict, too, in 2018. I'm going to put that on my calendar. I believe I've driven 53 in the max before, but not up into Benedict. So I promise I'll do it in 2018.
Well,
okay?
We're a mile north, so step on in.
I will do. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.